In this video, I will be going over what a withdrawal is and showing what that looks like here on our learning management system. So a withdrawal, which will be indicated as W, removes you from a course after you've passed the drop limit or if you've completed too much content to drop. So you're eligible to withdraw from a course if you have completed 40% or less of the graded assignments in the course gradebook. So if a student has dropped two courses in a semester or has completed more than that allotted amount of quizzes or assignments, the option instead of showing drop will show as a withdrawal. An important note here is that withdrawals will appear as a W on your transcript come February of 2026. So I'm here in Old Testament Survey, and in this case, I have moved through quiz one, I've completed quiz two, and I've also completed quiz number three. So when I go to click the drop/withdraw button here, the system will tell me that I had dropped this course previously this semester, so while I've only used one of the two course drops, I have completed quiz one, two, and three, which means I can no longer drop this course. So just to reiterate, because I have completed 25% of the graded assignments in this course, that is less than the 40% threshold, making me eligible for the withdrawal. So this is just confirming that here that I can withdraw from the course, and it's noting that it will be recorded on my transcript. So again, we will confirm withdraw from course. And again, just for safety, you'll be prompted to confirm your withdrawal by typing withdrawal into the text box and checking that I understand. I will have to repeat this entire course should I take it again down the line. Click the red withdraw button. And again, here on my dashboard, it will confirm that I have in fact been withdrawn, and it will no longer show under my courses. To illustrate how withdrawals work with the dropping in conjunction, I will show you now. I'm here in New Testament Survey. I've enrolled in this course. I have not completed any assignments in New Testament Survey, but I've decided that I would like to remove myself from this course. So when I click drop or withdrawal, in this case, it will confirm that I have only used one course drop previously this semester in Old Testament Survey. You'll see here that my withdrawal is not counting against me in any case. So I will still be allowed to drop this course because I have not exceeded the threshold of graded assignments. So I can drop this course just the same way with confirmation here. Now to illustrate the withdrawal in the case that I have used all my drops for the given semester. I'm here in a new course, Biblical Wisdom Books. Again, I have not completed any content, but when I go to click the drop withdrawal button, the system will let me know that I have used two out of my two available course drops this semester. So I've already dropped Old Testament Survey as well as New Testament Survey. So at this point, I cannot drop Biblical Wisdom Books. I can withdraw from this course, which again will be recorded on my transcript. So the confirmation looks exactly the same, but this just illustrates what happens if you use up all the available drops for that semester. The only option will be to withdraw. So lastly, I will illustrate here again with Biblical Wisdom Books what happens if you pass the 40% threshold that restricts the withdrawal. So in this case, if we go to my grades, you'll see here that I've completed quiz five, quiz one, two, three, four, and five. So through quiz five. If I go to drop and withdraw, drop/withdraw, at this point, the system will not only confirm that I'm not eligible for a drop, I cannot drop this course, but that I've completed 42% of the graded coursework. So I am no longer eligible because I have surpassed that 40% threshold. So it will just let me know that I have surpassed that. So the withdrawal is not available to me. And then a reminder here that to avoid an incomplete grade, please ensure that you finish the course. So in this case, I would need to finish the course before my enrollment duration ends on February 25 of 2026. So if I were to not complete this course by my enrollment deadline of February 25, 2026, I would end up with an administrative withdrawal. So if you don't drop a withdrawal and don't complete the course by the enrollment deadline, you would receive an AW. This will appear on your Leadership Excellence transcript for any course and your CDS transcript for any college level course that would be granting you units if you're not a student in the degree program. My deadline was approaching and I felt I had not progressed appropriately through the material. I am welcome to request our standard 2-week extension from helpdesk, so helpdesk@christianleaders.net, to finish the course. If my enrollment had ended, so ideally I would be requesting this extension before February 2025 of 2026, but say that timeline passed, I would be administratively withdrawn and receive an AW on my course dashboard for that course. At this point, I could still request an extension from helpdesk, but 4 weeks after the enrollment period ends, if I did not complete the course, or I did not request for my grade to be updated by the registrar's office, that AW would still go on my transcript. So it's very important that if your enrollment deadline passed and then you request that extension and it's granted via helpdesk, once you complete the course, you must reach out to registrar@christianleaders.net requesting that your transcript grade be updated in light of this extension. So that's a very important step to make sure that your transcript is updated accordingly and that you avoid the AW through this process. As always, we are here for you if you have absolutely any questions on drops, withdrawals, or administrative withdrawals. And just as a reminder, these implementations will go into effect early September of 2025, but none of the notations will appear on transcripts until February of 2026 to give a period of adjustments for students to get used to these changes. Once they are on your transcript, they will be permanent, so just make sure you're watching these videos and reaching out if you have any questions about this process.